but can you answer me? Why is there such bigotry? Why were tribes of Israel lost? Why was there a Holocaust? If we live by holy law, why is man still waging war? Is it all a travesty? Father, can you answer me? We were slaves in Pharaoh's land. We were freed by God's command. People of the book, are we? For ourselves we have to be. Let my people go, we dreamed. Eretz Yisrael redeemed. Our legacy, a mystery. Our history. Chosen, who knows why? Hear, O Israel, our cry. Keep Jerusalem restored. May it be thy will, O Lord. Ethics of our fathers learn. Aliyah means we return. In the covenant we trust, walking humbly as we must. With Yerushalayim ours, no more Dachau's, Babiar's. At the wall we do not wail. At Entebbe's we don't fail. At Masada we won't die. We say Am Yisrael Chai. Say Beva. May our prayers reach on high, say Alevi, Yisroel Chai, Yisroel Chai.
Isn't that a beautiful selection? I hope you enjoyed that. That's Paul Zinn with Am Yisrael Chai. Okay, now Pesach is coming up, and I'll be playing some selections this evening, and certainly quite a few in the forthcoming weeks to prepare you for the upcoming holiday. Of course, during these periods, we think of our Bubbies and our Zadies. And you know, there's a song called My Zadie, which is to Zadies what the great song by Yiddish Mama is to Yiddish Mamas. It was 1980 when I had my radio show at Seton Hall, and Larry Gordon gave me a call, and he said he wanted to bring two young men who had just recorded an album. He wanted to bring them into the studio for me to play their album, and it was Moshe Yes and Sholem Levine. And that was in 1980. Wow. 80, 20, almost 30 years ago? 29 years ago? Wow. Okay. If you haven't heard this, it's really, in my opinion, obviously the best version of My Zadie. This is the Megama Duo.
My Zadie lived with us in my parents' home. He used to laugh, he put me on his knee, and he spoke about his life in Poland. He spoke, but with a bitter memory, and he spoke about the soldiers who would beat him. They laughed at him, they tore his long black coat. And he spoke about a synagogue that they burnt down, and the crying that was heard beneath the smoke. But Zadie made us laugh, Zadie made us sing, and Zadie made a kiddish Friday night. And Zadie, oh my Zadie, how I love him so. And Zadie used to teach me wrong from right. His eyes lit up when he would teach me Torah. He taught me every line so carefully. He spoke about our slavery in Egypt, and how God took us out to make us free. But winter went by, summer came along. I went to camp to run and play. And when I came back home, they said, Zadie's gone, and all his books were packed and stored away. I don't know how or why it came to be. It happened slowly over many years. We just stopped being Jewish, like my Zadie was. And no one cared enough to shed a tear. But Zadie made us laugh, Zadie made us sing, and Zadie made a Seder Pesach night. And Zadie, oh my Zadie, how I love him so. And Zadie used to teach me wrong from right. Many winters went by, many summers came along, and now my children sit in front of me. And who will be the Zadie of my children? Who will be their Zadie if not me? Who will be the Zadies of our children? Who will be their Zadies if not we? And Zadie made us laugh, Zadie made us sing, and Zadie made a kiddish Friday night. And Zadie, oh my Zadie, how I love him so. And Zadie used to teach me wrong from right.
Isn't that such a beautiful song? That's my Zadie, and that was the Megama Duo. I'm overwhelmed by the idea that I'm sitting here in my apartment and I'm running these controls by myself. And I suspect that I'm having a slight problem with the sound levels, and I'm trying to adjust them properly. And my friend Alan Steinberg gave me a call, and he's letting me know how it's coming over the air. And it gets a little crazy because there's a delay. There's a 40-second delay between the time that I'm talking and the time that you're hearing this. Anyway, I love it. Okay, Hamilchama HaAchrona, that certainly is a dream. This is the last war. And Yoram Gaon sings it so beautifully, and the prayer, he says, I promise you, my daughter, Nimaf Tiach Lach Yalda Shalik Katana, I promise you, my little daughter, that this will be the last war. Certainly, it's a dream. It's a prayer that we have. And Yoram Gaon does it so beautifully. Let's hear it. Hamilchama ha'achrona.
לך ילדה שלי קטנה שזאת תהיה המלחמה האחרונה אני מבטיח לך ילדה שלי קטנה שזאת תהיה המלחמה האחרונה בשם כל הטנקיסטים ופניהם המאובקות אשר עברו את כל האש והשחיקות בשם הימאים אשר פשטו על הנמלים ועיניהם כבדות ממלח וגלים אני מבטיח לך ילדה שלי קטנה שזאת תהיה המלחמה האחרונה אני מבטיח לך ילדה שלי קטנה שזאת תהיה המלחמה האחרונה בשם הטייסים אשר פרצו אל קרב זועם ונצרף באש טילים ואש נומם בשם הצנחנים שבין עופרת ואשר ראו אותך כמו מלאך מעל ראשם אני מבטיח לך ילדה שלי קטנה שזאת תהיה המלחמה האחרונה אני מבטיח לך ילדה שלי קטנה שזאת תהיה המלחמה האחרונה בשם התותחנים אשר ברסק הפגזים היו עמוד האש לאורך החזית בשם חובשים רופאים שבנפשם ומעודם החזירו רוח וחיים השיבו דם אני מבטיח לך ילדה שלי קטנה שזאת תהיה המלחמה האחרונה אני מבטיח לך ילדה שלי קטנה קשרים אשר קולם קרא לילות בשם כל הגייסות והחילות בשם כל האבות אשר הלכו לקרב נורא ושרוצים לשוב אלייך חזרה אני מבטיח לך ילדה של קטנה שזאת תהיה המלחמה האחרונה אני מבטיח לך ילדה שלי קטנה
Well, that certainly is the dream, isn't it? That's the wish that that would be the last war. But sadly, Israel has been forced to fight so many wars. And yet we hear from the extreme, radical, militant left that Jews and Israelis don't want peace, that they want war, of all the ridiculous comments. I'll have a comment about that a little later. But it's certainly... We know that the dream is peace, and only a ridiculous person would ever even insinuate that a Jew, an Israeli, would be against it. Okay, that was the beginning of something from the Los Angeles Hillel Boys Choir, Manish Tanah. And this is from an album put out by my friend Velvel Pasternak, Shirei HaHaggadah, from a few years back. So if there's any youngsters listening, we've got to hear a little of Manish Tanah. And again, this is from the Hillel Boys Choir of Los Angeles. Got to make sure that I hit the right button here. Okay.
Oh,
Well, Manish tied up. Kugel. Do you know how to make kugel? You know, I'm the chef. I'm the cook in the household, and that's the deal. I do all the cooking. And those of you who have heard my show over the years, 32 years I've been doing this. You've heard me talk about my recipes for potato latkes, and every Hanukkah, I guess I make 200 to 300 of the best potato latkes around. And it's interesting that a lot of the ingredients for the potato latkes are very much the same as kugel. Yeah, it's almost the same as the kugel. No? Okay. No? Let's hear Country Yossi with Peel One More Potato for the Kugel. I hope you enjoy this.
Peel one more potato for the Kugel. Wash my tzitzis and hang them out to dry. Dust my shas and bake some Shabbos challahs. Clean the house and then prepare my tie. Come on, Yentl, you can wash the floor, then fill the tub with water. Cook the fish and bring me a cup of tea. So peel one more potato for the Kugel schnell. Then come and tell me why you're leaving me. Don't I warn you when you're getting fat? Ain't I gonna take you with me to Israel someday? Well, a man can treat his wife much better than that. Come on, Yentl, don't I always say hello to your mother? And don't I bring you flowers once a year? You should be thankful, my dear wife, for this warm and happy life. So why do you keep moaning Vazemir? So peel one more potato for the Kugel. Wash my sisters and hang them out to dry. Dust my shots and bake some Shabbos challahs. Clean the house and then prepare my pie. Come on, Yentl, you can wash the floor and fill the tub with water.
Is he too much? Country Yossi. Yeah, he's okay. Okay. Country Yossi. And still figuring out how to do the controls here. And when there is a slip up, I always say it's a technical problem. Okay. Okay. A few years ago, there was an album about Russian Jewry. It was called Am Yisrael. Well, it was a Theodor Bekel album, 1971. It was right there at the time of the height of the concerns about Russian Jewry. By the way, did you see the movie Refusnik? It's quite magnificent. It really, I couldn't stop crying through the whole movie. And of course, I was so pleased to see my friend Glenn Richter, who was the head of Student Struggle for Soviet Jewry, in that movie. And we saw so many of the other greats, the Refusniks and the like. Very, very touching. If you haven't seen it, I would recommend that you go to see the film Refusnik. By the way, since we're talking about recommendations, there is a play called Incident at Vichy by Arthur Miller. Saw it this week. It's at the Beckett Theater on 42nd Street. It runs till April 11th. I have to tell you, it's one of the finest plays that you could see. The acting is magnificent. The story is so touching. If you haven't, even if you've seen the old version of it, this is worth going out of your way. It's called Incident at Vichy. It's an Arthur Miller play. I'll try to get the information for you if I can before the end of the program, but it's at the Beckett Theater at 42nd Street. it's well worth going out of your way for. You'll thank me for recommending that. I've been thinking about Russian Jewry because I just finished reading Alexander Solzhenitsyn's book, A Day in the Life of Ivan Denisovich, and I really have Russian Jewry on my mind. This selection by Bekel is Am Yisrael Chai, and it was sort of the anthem of the Refuseniks. Let's hear Bekel.
In all the songs we write, there's only one theme. The soul, you see, the soul wants to be free. It begs freedom for all the Jews. And when our brothers, Jews in other lands, will listen to these songs, they will understand, I hope, that even under terrible conditions, all the Jews want only one thing: to unite with their own, with their brothers, sisters, their Tel Aviv aunties. That is all.
Celoches alle sonim lomir frank und frei. Lomir singen mit Kapone unser little Chai. Chai, Chai, sonst sie gehen in Dreda rein. Chai, Chai, Freilach soll bei Iden sein. Auf Celoches alle sonim am Yisroel Chai. Chai, Chai, sollen sie gehen in Dreda rein. Chai, Chai, Freilach soll bei Iden sein. Auf Celoches alle sonim am Yisroel Chai. Unser schöner weißer Stern scheint uns wunderfrei. Soll man wissen, soll man hören, wie wir singen Chai. Chai, Chai, soll sie gehen in Dreda rein. Chai, Chai, Freilach soll bei Iden sein. Auf Celoches alle sonim am Yisroel Chai. Chai, Chai, soll sie gehen in Dreda rein. Chai, Chai, Freilach soll bei Iden sein. Auf Celoches alle sonim am Yisroel Chai. Wir wollen überleben, als ist doch gedei. Und kein Eretz, wo wir streben, kommen sei wie sei. Chai, Chai, sollen sie gehen Dreda rein. Chai, Chai, Freilach soll bei Iden sein. Abzubegeben die Fonies am Yisroel Chai. Chai, soll sie gehen in Dreda rein. Chai, Chai, Freilach soll bei Iden sein. Abzubegeben die Fonies am Yisroel Chai. Israel, hi!
Yes, Am Yisrael Chai. That is a theme that you'll hear over and over and over again on so many of these wonderful albums and these selections. Am Yisrael Chai. Well, you know that I am a strong believer in the fact that laughter is the best medicine. And you all know that Norman Cousins discovered that when you laugh, endorphins are formed, and endorphins fight illness. So if you really want to fight illness, you have to have a good laugh every day. But we'll try to give you a few laughs on the program each week. You know, I have a massive collection of of comedy. You know what happened. As a collector, you know, when you start hunting for recordings, and I had so many of the existing Jewish recordings, while I out scouring through all the record shops, the used record shops all over the east part of the country. In order to get some satisfaction, I started a second collection of Jewish comedy, or of comedy, and I have about 2,000 albums of comedy. Can't play it all on this program, but maybe someday we'll do something with that. Let's go to the housewarming. This is Jack Guilford. Now, he is Mr. O'Hara. You have to listen carefully. Mr. O'Hara. And Betty Walker is Mrs. Horowitz. Okay, this is called The Housewarming.
The Housewarming.
Good morning, Mr. O'Hara's office. Yes, just a moment, please. Mr. O'Hara?
Yes.
It's your mother, Mrs. Horowitz.
Thank you. Hello, Mama.
Hello, Jaime.
Mama, where were you last night? I told you that we were having the housewarming for our new duplex on Park Avenue. We wanted you to come, Mama, and we waited for you and you never showed up. Sophia was very disappointed.
It's a big, beautiful building you just moved into.
You were in the building, Mama?
Yeah, I came to the apartment house 5 o'clock. I was in the lobby until 11, and then I left.
Mama, why didn't you come up?
I forgot your name.